Let's discuss the concept of God in Sikhism. Sikhism is an offshoot of Hinduism. It was founded by Guru Nanak Sahib towards the end of the 15th century in the land of Pakistan and Northwest India called as Punjab, the land of five rivers. And Guru Nanak was born in the Hindu family, in the Kshatriya caste family, but he was influenced by the Muslims. The word Sikh is derived from the word Sisya, which means a disciple, which means a student. Sikhism is a religion of 10 gurus. The founder and the first guru is Guru Nanak Sahib, and the 10th guru is Guru Gobind Sahib. And the sacred scriptures of Sikhism is the Guru Granth Sahib or the Adi Granth. Every Sikh is supposed to maintain the five Ks. The first is the kesh, the uncut hair. You know, when you see in any cricket match in India, you see people wearing a turban, so they tie their head, they are the Sikh. So the first K is kesh, the uncut hair. Second is kanga, the comb to keep his hair clean. The third is the kada, the metal bracelet for strength. Number four is the kirpan, that is the dagger for self-defense. And number five is the kacha, the long underdrawers or undergarment for agility. So every Sikh is supposed to maintain all his five keys. And the Sikh are known for maintaining the label. Wherever they go, almost all of them, they will be proud to wear the turban, to keep the beard, to wear the kala, to wear the kirpan. They are very proud of the religion. If you read the sacred scripture of the Sikh, the Guru Granth Sahib, the definition of Almighty God is given in the Mool Mantra. The first verse of Guru Granth Sahib. If you read Guru Granth Sahib, volume number one, chapter number one, verse number one, called as Japuji, it says, God is only one. He's called as the true, the creator, free from want and hatred. The immortal, the one who has no beginning, self-existent, great and compassionate. In Sikhism, Almighty God, in the unmanifest form, is called as Ek Omkara. And the manifest form, he is called as Omkara. And there are various attributes given to this Omkara. He's called as Kartar, the creator, Sahib, the Lord, Satanama, the holy name, Akal, the eternal, Parvardigar, the cherisher, Rahim, the merciful, Kareem, the beneficent. He's also called as Wahe Guru, the one true God. In Sikhism, they strictly believe in monotheism and they are against Avatarvada. That means Almighty God becoming Avatar. They're strictly against that. They're also strictly against idol worship. And Guru Nanak Sahib, he was very much influenced by Sant Kabir. Therefore, you'll find sometimes the couplets of Sant Kabir is also mentioned. And one of the famous couplets of Sant Kabir we learned in school was, Dukh mein sumran sab kare, sukh mein kare na koi. Jo sukh mein sumran kare, to dukh khaye hoye. It means, during times of trouble, everyone remembers God. But during times of peace and happiness, no one remembers God. The person who remembers God at the time of peace and happiness, why should trouble touch him? So if you read the Sikh scriptures, you'll understand that Sikhism believes that you should worship, believe in one God, and you should worship only one God who has got no images, who has got no idols.